It is a hot summer's day, and Ria Kaufman is sitting outdoors in the shade, working on a bike donated to the Recycle Bikes program, getting it ready for a new owner. This summer marks the 10th anniversary of the volunteer-driven Recycle Bikes program offered by the Discovery Routes Trails organization. Today I am cleaning the bikes and putting bells and reflectors on them so they're safe to go out into the community, shared Kaufman, whose summer job is student trails assistant. Last year, we reached a milestone, 1,000 bikes donated to the program since it first started. So, we're up to just under 1,200 now, explained Executive Director Jennifer McCourt. This year, the organization opened donations up to include other trail gear. We had a pair of X-Country skis donated, some snowshoes, a scooter, a bike rack, and a couple of other accessories for trail use. We have volunteers who tune up the bikes, and we match them to people in our community who need a bike, shared McCourt, who noted the environmental benefits are numerous. Of the 100-plus bikes that are donated each year, the mechanics take a look to see if they're going to be roadworthy again. If not, they can salvage parts from one and put it onto another bike, and any remains of the bikes that cannot be salvaged go to the scrapyard. So, they get diverted from the landfill. Volunteers go the extra mile all season long, starting in May. We work our volunteers hard throughout the summer, so once the bikes are fixed and we've gone through most of the donations, we start to shut down, and we don't have permanent space, so every bike has to get out of here. The program is the perfect training ground for volunteers wanting to learn bicycle repairs, which translates into transferable skills. We do have a couple of high school students that come in and get their volunteer hours, and we team them up with one of the more experienced mechanics, and then they learn the skills, and it's a life skill, how to fix your bike and how to be independent that way. Adeola Shogbine, who was looking to challenge himself in new ways, has been getting his hands dirty as a volunteer for 5 years. I had been wanting to learn how to fix bikes for a long time. From the first day, I simply fell in love with fixing bikes, and it was a way for me to give back to the community in my own way, and learn a new skill at the same time, shared Shogbine. The time frame for collecting used bikes has passed, however, the work continues. The difficulty is not having a permanent space to accommodate further donations at this point in the season. The group must be out of their current location at the end of August. I think the number was 116 bikes donated this year, and we've been working through them. They're now in the match stage. I think about 54 have already gone out, the remaining bikes, some are matched and just need to be picked up, the other ones we're still looking for a match for them, said McCourt. The Recycle Bikes program works with social service agencies such as Big Brothers, Big Sisters, HANDS, the Family Help Network, CAS, Children's Aid Society, and LIPI, Low Income People Involvement of Nipissing. We do have a waiting list. We work with community organizations, so they give us referrals. They have a form that's filled out, but if a general member of the public wants a bike, then they can reach us at cycle@discoveryroutes. CA send us an email and there is a form that they would fill out and let us know what type of bike they're interested in, their height, their weight, if they're a child then their age so we can best match what they are looking for. Bikes come in all shapes and sizes for different age groups. The benefit of bringing them here is that we can make sure they're safe for the road. We also look at the gears, and every bike is outfitted with a bell and reflectors to make sure that they're following the rules of the road and that they're safe for riding. The benefit of the program goes beyond environmental. The physical and mental health impacts make for a healthy and active community. The reason that Discovery Routes is involved is, we're a trails organization, so we encourage people to get out and use the trails. So, how we got involved as an organization was to get more people out on those beautiful trails that we have, and it has just grown from there, explained McCourt. The waiting list is always very long all summer long, so we knew that these bikes are needed. We don't always get to see the end recipient because we work with the agencies. But they often do receive feedback from the case workers or emails from families. So, we've got some stories back that they are so grateful to receive a bike. Last year we had a father who received a bike through the program, and he was so grateful. We got an email asking if there was any chance we might have a bike for his son. He was so enjoying his bike that he wanted to be able to bike with his son. The bikes have also been used as a means of transportation for work. The program also provides children with equitable access to the many trail systems, or to just get out with friends and explore, maybe even head to the beach on a hot summer's day. Discovery Roots is a registered charity, and we issue a $25 charitable receipt for every bike donated. We also accept cash donations because there are a lot of new parts that we do have to purchase, so cables that can't be salvaged, the bells, so that is a cost to the program, and then other miscellaneous parts that we need. We did get a very generous donation from the North Bay Community Foundation this year, so that helps us run the program, and the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center has also given us a small contribution to the program because they also receive a lot of bikes. So, they also help fund the program. Plan now to save any unwanted bikes for donation to the Recycle Bikes program next spring. Bold is a series of articles related to the great outdoors, adventure sports, and ecotourism.